Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the Mediterranean Sea. The survivors of the shipwrecks were taken to Italy. William Spindler is a spokesman for the UNHCR.
The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
The Italian Coast Guard says hundreds of migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah on four sides ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands of others have not. Humanitarian agencies have repeatedly called for civilians to be allowed to leave the city. Melissa Fleming is a UN spokeswoman.
Many people have reported to have been killed or buried alive under the rubble of their homes in the course of ongoing military operations. So we are saying it is absolutely essential that safe routes are opened that will allow the civilians in the city to access safety and life-saving assistance.
Melissa Fleming. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in last week's U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. This is VOA News.